Good morning again, Hixonia.
Morning, Darren.
The question today is, how important is reputation in an organization? How do you go about building a good reputation? And I think maybe for a lot of people, they'd like to know, how do you put a damaged reputation back together again?
Reputation I've always described as the hard currency, because it is the one currency that all of us have, and it's the one currency that all of us control. Unlike currencies such as the rand, the dollar, the pound, where, you know, market forces take control of that, your reputation, you control all the elements. So you decide what the building blocks are that you're going to use, because every block or thing that you do right is a brick that builds your reputation, and anything that you do wrong is a brick that tarnishes your reputation. Now, unless you had parents who were very influential, or you had political connections, or you came from a strong political family, which is very few people, like 0.005, the rest of us have to build our own reputations ourselves. Now, reputation is important for a number of reasons. It is what speaks for you when you're not in the room. And some actually believe it speaks for you even when you are in the room. So when you're not in the room and people are talking about you, what is your reputation saying to them? Do you have a reputation for delivery? Do you have a reputation for integrity? Do you have a reputation for always doing the right thing? Do you have a reputation for caring for others? In other words, do you have emotional intelligence? Or is your reputation negative? Now, most people know that every good reputation is what will get you places, because let's face it, all of us want to deal with people with a good reputation. So when we're looking for employees, we're looking for people who have established a good reputation, or at least at the very least have not done anything that tarnishes the reputation. So how do you build your reputation? You build your reputation by constantly being conscious of everything you do and making sure that you do the correct things even when no one is watching you. So when we talk, for instance, about integrity, we would describe it as what you do when you think that no one is watching, or when indeed no one is watching. And those are the things that build your reputation, because you become known as someone who can be trusted. You become known as someone who will speak up if they see something wrong. You become known as someone who would be the first to volunteer if there was a job to be done. And all of those building blocks are what builds your reputation. Now, you can destroy that, and we've said that it can take you years to build a good reputation, and you can destroy it in 2 minutes just by doing the wrong thing. We've had a conversation before, you and I, about how social media can actually impact on your reputation, because here you are projecting a good reputation at work, at church, in the community, and then what you say on social media is so different to the reputation that, you know, you had built for yourself. And so we look at that and we think, that reputation was not authentic. So it was contrived for the public. The real person is the one that we're seeing in the utterances or what they do on social media. Now, I remember many years ago attending my first interview in London, and the essence of how important a reputation is was just put into such focus for me. I walked into this room and obviously had been as expected, and as the PA ushered me in, this person stood up, walked straight to me and said, "Hixonia, your reputation precedes you." And that floored me, because you also think of reputation in terms of what you build locally. Like, doesn't matter if I go across the shores, they don't know who I am. But how wrong could you be? Because that reputation follows you wherever you are. And equally, if the reputation had been a bad one, I would have found it waiting for me in a boardroom in London.
Thank you, Hixonia. This has been another episode of Boardroom 101. If you missed any of this or any of our Boardroom 101s, they're all available on podcast on our website, ecr.co.za.